What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is back to present the Snowfall Review, the Mizzy World original, featuring your host, Mizzy World, and this year, your co-host, my cousin, Vern Knowledge. What's the dealio, cousin?
Yes, sir. What's good, cousin?
I'm glad to have you on, man. Initially, when I started off my Snowfall Review, I wanted to have a co-host with me, but people weren't up to it at that point, and then you reached out. I think, what was that? Was it just the last episode, or was it the last few episodes you did with me last season?
It was the last few episodes, I think, of season four, if my mama said.
Yeah, the last few episodes you came on of season four.
Right.
The chemistry, of course, always on point. It was fun to have you on. Great to have you back full-time this year.
Of course,
we're going to attempt to give them the visual as well starting next week. But let's dive right into it. What was your take from the two episodes, man? And how did it compare to what you expected with how they left it with season four?
Ah, man, it was amazing to me. I mean, I just love the acting and everything. That's one thing. We can talk about that all day, every day. But just the misdirection of it. Like, I thought, for real, me personally, I thought they were going to come out with, like, and see what happened. I thought we was going to know what happened with St. Pop, man. But they make that a mystery now. That would caught me off guard a little bit. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
What's going on with St. Pop? Like, didn't Teddy try to act like he don't know?
Stop playing games.
What that man,
Teddy,
Pop?
This dude, Teddy now, because we can't call him Reed no more, but that dude, man. It was good to see him pop back in.
What a big surprise, full scope in the second part of the season premiere.
But go continue with your take.
But yeah, man. I mean, I was just going to elaborate on that with Reed and then his pop up and how he just made his strong like comeback. Because you remember, I thought he was going to get booked or something. Like something was going to happen. He was going to have to stay away for a while or something.
For a little minute or something. Right, right.
Talk about
and then it started off like you was going to be, you know what I'm saying, your prediction was coming off right. Then Bull popped up as the electric bull, or no, the water bull. I said, Reed.
Bro, when I seen the bull, I said, oh, come on, bro. He got the wig.
I said, come on, bro.
He got the wig on. Bro, I said Reed grew hair. I said no. He got the wig on.
He got the wiggy on, bro. Oh my goodness, man.
I'm like, man, the misdirection of it, man. Just the foreshadowing, man. The leave you wanting more, man. I'm impressed with this series by leaps and bounds, man.
By leaps and bounds. Agreed. Honestly, for me, my take was it kind of started it off like a little bit slow in comparison to the past few seasons. How, of course, it was always like in the midst of a war, like bringing in season two, like Franklin was popping. It's like he getting this bread now. So everybody coming at him now. You know what I'm saying? He having to rebuild stuff. Then you remember you had a thing with Scully and then a thing with Kevin and all of them. Lucia and all that. They had so many beefs. It was almost a little bit calmer the way they brought it in this time around, with not like active wars going on around them or in their lives, especially seeing as I think it was you that predicted that Franklin was going to concede to what Jerome and them were requesting, as far as just letting them, you know what I'm saying, grow their wings. You feel what I'm saying? Let them spread their wings and do their own thing, and him focus more so on the real estate.
Exactly.
So I tip my hat to you. You called that one. I was wrong on the Leon thing, but I think I'm gonna throw this out there. I think it's something going on with Peaches, though.
Yeah, Peaches look a little weird.
something going on with Peaches over there. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a little bit calmer, and it's almost like they want us. It's like the calm before the storm, almost. You feel what I'm saying? He's saying everybody's dead from his past, and this, that, and the third. I feel like it's really foreshadowing that Mel is gonna come in, maybe not soon, but probably like mid season, something like that. She's gonna reappear for some reason.
Yep.
And it was good to It was good to see Wanda clean. You feel what I'm saying? She was right on the sex line. That joint was funny as a mug, but it was good to see Wanda clean, clean. It was good to see the squad back together. You feel what I'm saying? Aunt Louie and all of them. You know what I'm saying? It was good.
Bro, Leon, when Leon walked up, I said, Leon looking a little busky.
He looking slow. We looking slow out there. Look at him. Broke my man ankles for stealing.
They said, didn't let me keep him.
He said he could keep him. He paid for them motherfuckers.
With his ankles.
Facts. With his bravery. With his foolery. With whatever you want to call
foolishness.
You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Yeah. But to me, it was just, for me, Reed took the show. Reed, Teddy, whatever you want to call. Well, now he's asking to be called by his real name now. So Teddy is that was his reappearance was amazing, man. I felt that, and it was dope to me because it like you said, it left still an open book to what happened to Alton.
Exactly.
Listen, I think he's gone, but the willingness for Franklin to open the door and to reconnect a new business with him makes me think either they don't know that he's dead or he's still alive.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
What I'm saying?
Because you would think he would have
he's going to talk
some
at least
contact
something
with his pop. You feel what I'm saying?
But then again, Franklin did seem like he was a little arm's length away from Teddy at that time too. You feel what I'm saying? So I mean, I don't know. To me, it seemed like this season won't come down to one of those two not making it to next season, bro.
Between Teddy and
Franklin.
And Franklin.
Yep. One of them two not making it to next season.
Damn, that'd be crazy.
That's kind of what I took from that.
If it is the next season, because if they kill Saint, I think that's the season.
That's the series
I
right
think
there.
That's a wrap.
I think that's a wrap. I definitely think that's a wrap, like a spinning top right there. I definitely think that's a wrap.
If they do it, they better be an amazing ending. I mean, 5 seasons, that's a long stretch. You feel me? Like, some people, some shows don't even go that long.
Especially for them, because they've been having, it's not like they had an extended contract already. It's been like season after season. It's been like, all right, are we going to extend y'all and give y'all season 2? We're going to give y'all season 3. All right, we're going to give y'all season 4. All right, we're going to give y'all season 5. So it's all based off of how the trajectory going, how the shows are doing in comparison to I guess, what else they got on the slate. So, hey, let's move on. What do you see moving forward in Snowfall? What do you see happening next episode with? Oh, we forgot to speak on one of the big cat. Well, not one of the big characters, but one of the original characters getting killed in that first episode. What did you think about that?
Oh man,
what do you think about Rob getting killed? Rob.
I think he had to do it.
Of course,
it was. I think it's crazy though, because I think he wasn't going to, but then obviously they show him having that conversation with his girl, and I think that changed his mind into like doing that and like having that liability, you know what I mean?
Do you think it's something up with her?
His girl?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I don't think so.
Okay.
You do?
I'm going to say no as well, just because I don't have enough evidence yet.
Right.
But I'm keeping an eye on her.
Yeah, she.
I'm keeping an eye on her. You feel what I'm saying? But I mean, she is asking them to get away from the game, so that's not somebody that would seem like they would be trying to set you up or get you locked up or something like that.
That she's pregnant with his child. So I would hope not. You feel me? I would hope.
Exactly.
She got his
Just think her. Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be something once Mel pop back up. Because, I mean, like, where did. I don't know. That's besides the point.
And that's another thing. Where the hell did she come from? That was one of my questions, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like,
where the hell did she come from? Like,
and you prego and everything, you feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But
and what's up, my man, Saint the pilot?
Yeah, man. I mean,
that was a nice little touch. I said if I wasn't afraid of heights, shit, I maybe want to try to fly a plane.
Exactly. But seeing that Jones take off, I was like, I couldn't be in that driver's seat while that.
Oh no, not that. Knowing that I'm in control of this motherfucker.
No, sir.
I'm cool. I fly a simulator.
You feel exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I ain't flying nothing
else, baby. But yeah, man. I mean, I agree. I feel like he had to kill White Boy Rob, but I feel like a lot of people looking at Saint a little bit different just because he did it without discussing it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of like Leon said, like some of them got a soft spot for that. They like, come on, bro. Like now we just rocking everybody that get on the hard, bro. Like we can't be doing that.
Right.
But at the same time, you got to feel Saint on. He knows too much. Like he's not just anybody.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And like him being a white boy and having like, you know.
But then he was a huge. I think that the one thing that's gonna come back on him is that they were saying that he was generating so much. He was bringing so much in on his right. Part of the pie. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the only reason that they was able to. She was saying she was able to keep stuff afloat. She was like, as long as we got Rob and he doing his thing, like we'd be cool for now. But if something happened to him, it's gonna get tight. You know what I'm saying? So. Listen,
and then he go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's, but it had to happen. My man said, "You just gonna walk up, take our coke, call us names, and think it's okay."
Yeah, boy was drunk, bro.
Packing up, he was fried, bro.
Stone, bro.
He was so upset she was on board, bro.
That's what I was about to say too. He was mad because Shorty wasn't on him. He was all overboard.
Yep.
And took he the attention.
Just walk
took
up the and then ask,
away.
Though.
Right. Took he the attention
just
right
walk
away.
Up and take a lot of coke.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
yeah. Like bro, why?
That's like you just coming up hitting the L.
That's like your boy just coming up taking the weed out your hand. Cause we chilling.
Just hit that joint. Hand it back to you.
Hand it back to you.
Excuse me?
Yeah, nigga might have got shot, bro.
Like, you good?
Nigga might have got shot that day, bro.
We put it in the brother terms. And yeah, you deserve that, player. Never mind, never mind. It was justified. It was justified.
You're right, my boy. You did it. You're right.
He was out of line.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying? And the ladies was there. Yeah, bro. You tripping, bro.
Oh, come on. Not in front of the ladies.
The way he said it, though, like, it was hilarious. He said, you just going to come up, take our coke. Yo. Oh, man. Yeah, he had to do it. But, yeah, like I said, for me, I feel like this season is going to really be Reed versus Saint because Saint wants to get out. I mean, I feel like it's going to be, I don't know. A lot of stuff didn't get shown. I was kind of disappointed that Lucia didn't make an appearance. I feel like her character might be done as far as Snowfall goes.
Right.
But yeah, I'm hoping that Mel still pops back up. I think that's what that all the people from my past are dead was foreshadowing is that.
Right.
You know everybody ain't dead, bro.
Nigga, you know, literally.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So.
Literally. I got a question for you, Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is Saint Mom at?
Ain't she still in Cuba?
That's what she was. Like, I'm like, why?
Right.
Like, it's so like, why she can't get like, you know, when he called her,
right.
It was so staticky. He couldn't get it. He was like, we got to get a new line or something. I forgot what he said.
I got to get a new connection.
New connection or something. Like, I'm like, wait, where the fuck is she at?
Like, she over there,
but
Cuba.
She in Cuba though.
But that's the thing: if she went out there with Alton and something did happen, like
she would have been said something.
Cause he said wouldn't she have came back? Because why is she out there?
And why she still out there? That if he did, I don't know, bro.
You the one that said I don't know. You had me thinking. Then he said, I don't know what you're talking about. But then why would Bull say that if Alton didn't go missing or something? Why would he just say that?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. That's like you said, that right there, that cliffhanger that they left us with, that they're going to leave us with for probably a lot of this season, is going to be the bait. I'm telling you that. So, I don't know, man. But yeah, what a reappearance by Reed. What a reappearance by Saint. I we didn't get enough of everybody else though, but I feel like that's gonna happen coming into episode 3, because you know, I mean, Snowfall is basically Reed and Franklin anyway. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is played off of their characters.
It was somebody I said I don't trust. I forgot. I can't think of who it was. I don't trust.
It was some in the Saint Circle.
Was it in the Saint Circle? I can't remember. It might have been
One boy that was eavesdropping on my man Convo. He said, "The fuck you looking at?"
Right. Right. Boy turned around quick as shit.
But other than that, I don't.
Yeah, what you see moving forward though for Saint?
For Saint moving forward.
You think he really gonna be able to get out, or you think
gonna be one of them type joints? This man has an empire. For one, who would he leave it to? His mom? His mom don't want it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this stuff is not done, man. That's what I think. I think a lot of this stuff is not done, and it's gonna lead to another crazy ending for season 5. So he ain't done though. Yeah, he ain't done.
Yeah, he ain't done. I think it's gonna be like I think it is gonna be like a tug of war between him and Reed. Like Reed and girl, and like, you know.
Cause even then when he said the boy I was working with, he said he agreed to 9 the key, you gonna uphold that deal?
Right.
He was like, no, let's stick to 10 for now. Damn.
Okay.
Damn, bro, you come in, get your job back, and then he ain't gonna throw me a bone, huh? Okay. All right, Playboy. Okay. So it's gonna hit the fan, you feel what I'm saying? And then I feel like a lot of characters are still out there that could make reappearances as far as Scully. We don't know what's gonna go on with Scully and all of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm curious to see, but Frank ain't done. He caught that body too easy, man. He too deep. He too deep, bro.
Yeah, Saint on another level right now.
He too deep, cousin. You know what I'm saying? Who gonna be the first to crack? I think Peach is gonna fold.
You think Peach? I don't know, bro. Peach is a soldier, bro.
Peach is definitely a soldier, but he might be on that, you know what I'm saying now.
You think so? You think he on that stuff? That's what you think.
That's what I'm thinking. He said that winter, he said, you know, them summertime colds. Franklin, like, huh? I don't know what you're talking about, Playboy.
Oh, I ain't even peed because he sounded like he basically was saying like he had a cold or something, but he was like
for a little minute he like you
sweating, he was sweating. Yeah. Shit.
You know them summertime colds, man. There
and he sniffed and shit like
yep.
Ooh,
he said.
I be so stoned.
I be so stoned. Like, just enjoying the acting.
And it's crazy. Yeah. I do want to say this though about D-Ray, man. I love seeing him in that character, man. Seeing him in that serious role.
You know, yeah, being a comedian. He as well.
Man, I love seeing him in that role. He playing the shit out that role, man.
Facts.
Seriously.
I'd like to see him get a little bit more, but I mean, you know, I don't know how his schedule is and all that, but or what the pay is like, but
right.
I definitely like you said, he definitely got a nice little slice of the pie, and he's owning it.
Definitely. Shout out to D-Rap.
Yes, sir. But besides that, we touched on what we got seeing going forward. Anything else before we get up out of here?
What you think? You want to do a prediction? Who you think going to pop up next that didn't pop up?
Oh, who didn't show up that's going to show up next? Scully.
You think Scully going to pop up?
Skullcat, Scully gonna pop up.
I think his mom gonna pop up.
You think the mom?
So she remember she said he told his mom that she's pregnant. She heard that right. Part.
Right.
So I don't know. She might try to come. She might make that trip.
Facts. Who else could there be though that will pop up besides?
Saint Pop. I doubt that Dolly P pop.
Nah,
up,
yeah, I don't mean popping up.
Lucia.
Oh, Lucia ain't popping up, man.
We'll see. You know, don't get your hopes up.
Don't get my. I'm getting my hopes down, man. They ain't bringing my girl back, man. They ain't bringing my girl back, man. After she rocked their cousin, she gone. She done. I don't know though. I do want to say I like the authenticity of them trying to throw in the Lynn Bias overdose around that time and all that, and trying to connect it into the TV show and all that. That was pretty dope, man. That was pretty dope. Rest in paradise, Lynn Bias.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, that's it. That's episode one. We'll be back next week for episode two. Let us know what y'all think. Like, subscribe, share. Y'all know what it is, man. Mizzy World Entertainment, Vern Knowledge, Snowfall Review, season one. Well, season five review. This is what I don't even know which season this is for my actual review, but this is the season five, Snowfall's season five premiere review. Damn, that's a tongue twister right there.
Yeah.
Like, comment, share, gang. Okay.